Many Irish Americans were refugees. Hear how an Irish band is giving back to help refugees displaced from their native lands. How a little eavesdropping on a conversation led to a fun pub song and a round of beer for the band, and celebrate Star Wars Day with Jedi drinking songs. Welcome to Pub Songs and Stories, show number 230. It's time for the Pub Songs podcast, Celtic and geek music and news from Mark Gunn, the Celt Father, reimagining pub life at pubsong.net. Grab a pint, sláinte.
Here's a story, a little bit gory, a little bit happy, a little sad, of Lily the Pink Ken, her medicinal compound, and how it slowly drove her mad. Meet Ebenezer, thought he was Julius Caesar, so they put him in a home, and then they gave him medicinal compound, and now he's Emperor of Rome. We'll drink a drink a drink to Lily the Pink, the Pink, the Pink, the savior of the savior of the human race. She invented medicinal compound, most efficacious in every case. Hey, Johnny Hammer had a terrible stammer. He could barely say a word, and so they gave him medicinal compound, and now he's seen but never heard. We'll drink a drink a drink to Lily the Pink, the Pink, the Pink, the savior of the human race. She invented medicinal compound, was efficacious in every case. And Freddie Klinger, the opera singer, who could break glasses with his voice, they said. So on his tonsils he rubbed medicinal compound, and now they break glasses over his head. We'll drink a drink a drink to Lily the Pink, the Pink, the Pink, the savior of the human race. She invented medicinal compound, most efficacious in every case. And Mr. Frears, who had sticky out ears, and it made him awful shy, so they gave him medicinal compound, and now he's learning how to fly. Look, Dumbo! We'll drink a drink a drink to Lily the Pink, the Pink, the Pink, the savior of the human race. She invented medicinal compound, most efficacious in every case. And Uncle Paul, he was very small, he was the shortest man in town. So on his body he rubbed medicinal compound, and now he's 6 foot, but it's underground. We'll drink a drink a drink to Lily the Pink, the Pink, the Pink, the savior of the human race. She invented medicinal compound, most efficacious in every case. Lily died and went up to heaven. Oh, the church bells, they did ring. She took with her medicinal compound. Hark the herald angels sing. We'll drink a drink a drink to Lily the Pink, the Pink, the Pink, the savior of the savior of the human race. She invented medicinal compound, most efficacious in every case. We'll drink a drink a drink to Lily the Pink, the Pink, the Pink, the savior of the human race. She invented medicinal compound, most efficacious in every case.
Welcome to Pub Songs and Stories, the virtual public house for musicians to share stories and inspirations behind their music. My name is Mark Gunn, the Celt Father. I am your guide, and today's show is brought to you by my Gunrunners on Patreon. Subscribe to the podcast and download free music when you sign up at pubsong.net. That, of course, was Lily the Pink. I first recorded that with the Brobdingnagian Bards for our album Brobdingnagian Fairy Tales. I did not sing it, but one of the reasons I picked this song is because I've had a lot of requests for it over the past few years. Because of its popularity with the Brobdingnagian Bards, even though Andrew was the guy who sang the song. And one of the reasons I picked this song to be in the show is in case the Virtual Public House CD Volume 2 happens. But first, we got to talk about Volume 1, sort of sorts. So last year, I hired an audio editor for this podcast. It's the same one I used for the Irish and Celtic Music podcast, Mitchell. And that's been going on for quite a while. But the Pub Songs podcast has always had a lot more talking. And because of that, when there's more talking, that means that there's more editing to be done, which means it's a more expensive show to produce, certainly than the Irish and Celtic Music podcast, which I, you know, argue makes a lot more money than the my personal podcast, which funds this. So I was trying to think of ways to either cut expenses or bring in more money when I realized in every single show I sing 2 to 3 songs. I should do something with them, right? And maybe if I publish an album, it will fund the songs for each quarter of the year. And so that's what I did, and I'm going to try out. But the Virtual Public House is the name of a brand new album. You're going to get 23 tracks, 23 songs that I sang this past 3 months, the first 3 months of 2021. Almost all those songs, I think I sang a couple I sang twice. But that was about it. So every time you buy one of these CDs, though, it will help fund the show. So my thought is that I'm going to, you know, release just one CD a quarter. And once that quarter is done, then we put out a new CD. And that CD will last. But they are staggered a little bit, but they also will end. There is going to be a den time. You know, these are limited edition is my thought. But I'm still working out a couple details. But if all goes well, I'll have a new album coming out each quarter. All right, so let's back up. where was I? You can buy this CD actually right now in my store at magerecords.com. If you are a member of the Gunrunners Club on Patreon, you can even use a discount code to save on your CD purchase and maybe even a vinyl purchase. Okay, I thought about releasing this album on vinyl, but I looked it up and it's far too long. I think you can hold like 44 minutes on a full vinyl record, and this is like 56. And I'm not going to do 2 albums because it's really expensive just to do one. Because I actually looked it up, I noticed my CD producer Kanaki now allows artists to sell vinyl records, and I got all excited. I decided to release my newest album, and then I realized it's been a long time since I released a full production album. So but As Long As I'm Flying is the album. It is available in vinyl. It'll be available on vinyl May 6th, so check that out. Hey, if you're not subscribed to this podcast, do so in your favorite podcatcher. You can find links to subscribe on our website at pubsong.com. I'll also love it if you'd post a review on Apple Podcasts or share it wherever you are. How does the show make you feel, though? I'd love your feedback either there or just send me an email, marketmarkgun.com. All right, how a little eavesdropping on a conversation led to a fun pub song and a round of beer for the band. Today, I have this story from Laughing Jack. They're a band out of Indianapolis, a fairly newcomers to the Irish and Celtic Music podcast. But I asked them for a story, and they quickly emailed me back, and we worked it out and got this fun story about their song, I'm Not Irish.
Hi, I'm Gary Farron, a singer and sometimes songwriter with the band Laughing Jack. We're a four-piece acoustical group, and we primarily perform traditional tunes and songs from America and the British Isles. We do play some contemporary folk music and a few originals, along with the occasional sea shanty and drinking song. Now, there's a song I wrote a couple of years ago called I'm Not Irish, which was short for the first line in the chorus of the song. As we were packing up at the end of a gig one evening, I overheard two gentlemen talking, and one of them said to the other, I'm not Irish or Scottish. Now, they were standing next to the stage, and I was able to lean over and interrupt. No, you just love to drink and sing. We all laughed, and as I finished putting away my gear, I thought to myself, that just might be the seed for a song. So I wrote down enough of it to remind me on the palm of my hand. It was a couple of days later before I had the time to work on the song, but it went pretty quick once I finished the chorus. In the song, one gentleman asks another why he's not wearing any green on St. Patrick's Day. That's the first verse, and the chorus is his response. The next verse I wrote, I used for the third. In it, he goes on to profess his love of drinking and the need for good fellowship. In what became the second verse, he explains how much he enjoys and is drawn to the music, despite his lack of heritage or any other connection to the Celtic culture. Now, the song is only 3 minutes long, and I'd love for it to have been a little longer, but it seemed like it only needed one more verse. I'd already explained how the music moved him and his love of drink and camaraderie, so how was I going to end it? I've been singing this genre of music in pubs for nearly 30 years, and early on, with the help of a traditional drinking song called All For Me Grog, I would use it to elicit a drink from the audience. The narrative of the song is the singer has nothing but the clothes he's wearing, and they are in sad shape. His money has all been spent on beer and tobacco. Now, there are a lot of different verses, but I stuck with just his attire. I tweaked some of them and wrote the last verse. In it, his purse is inside out, and they'll serve him no more stout. At this point, I would slip into my routine. Staying in character, I would try to get someone in the crowd to take pity on me and send me a drink. I've had a lot of fun with it over the years, and I only bring it up because I've since looked for fun ways to hint at buying the band a drink. Which is why I chose to start the last verse with, "Before the night was over, he'd bought the band a round." He goes on to say how much he's enjoyed the music. I thank him for the drinks and ask him what his name is. Now, I knew this had to be the kicker, but I wasn't sure which way to take it. I decided to go for the laugh. So in the end, you don't know if he's Scots, Irish, or just a smartass. I don't know about you, but I identify with all three, and I really hope you enjoy the song.
March 17th, a year ago, while playing in a pub, I overheard a gent say to another, "What's up, bud? Oh, you're not wearing green at all, you know it's St. Pat's Day." As the other fella downed his pint, he answered him this way: "I'm not Irish, I'm not Scottish, I just love to drink and sing, and I got no need to don a kilt or wear another green. No political persuasion or troubles that they bring. I'm not Irish, I'm not Scottish, I just love to drink and sing." "Just this music makes me happy, and although I don't know why, oh, I can't blame my family tree or matrimonial ties. And I don't know the difference from a slip jig or a reel, but my feet just keep on tapping, and I like the way it feels. I'm not Irish, I'm not Scottish, I just love to drink and sing, and I got no need to don a kilt or wear another green. No political persuasion or troubles that they bring. I'm not Irish, I'm not Scottish, I just love to drink and sing." "And when it comes to drinking, that's what I'm all about, and I'm really not too picky if it's whiskey or it's stout. No, all I need's good company to pass the time along, so let's call a barmaid for a round, sing another song. I'm not Irish, I'm not Scottish, I just love to drink and sing, and I got no need to don a kilt or wear another green. No political persuasion or troubles that they bring. I'm not Irish, I'm not Scottish, I just love to drink and sing." Over, he bought the band around and said how he'd enjoyed the show and all the fun he found. I thanked him for his kindness and I asked him for his name. He said Angus Mac O'Malley, Patrick Fergus Puddentane. "I'm not Irish, I'm not Scottish, I just love to drink and sing, and I got no need to don a kilt or wear another green. No political persuasion or troubles that they bring. I'm not Irish, I'm not Scottish, I just love to drink and sing. I'm not Irish, I'm not Scottish, I just love to drink and sing, and I got no need to don a kilt or wear another green. No political persuasion or troubles that they bring. I'm not Irish, I'm not Scottish, I just love to drink and sing."
you want to find out more about them, go to laughingjackband.com. And I'm looking forward to hearing some more of their fun stories in the future. That's great. And next up, I have a story from Will and Jake Thorne. They are with a group called Turf Fire Liars. And they share a story about how Irish Americans were refugees and how the band is giving back to help the millions of worldwide refugees currently displaced from their native lands. Here's Will and Jake.
Hello, my name is Will Thorne.
And I'm Jake Thorne, and we are the Turf Fire Liars.
We recently completed an album called Long Memories, Short Fuses, and we'd like to play a track from it today. Mark, thank you so much for letting us share our music. My brother Jake and I have been playing Irish music in one form or another for several years, either in pub bands or traditional sessions, and we were inspired to create and record some original music that paid tribute to all the wonderful ballads and jigs and reels that we came to love over the years.
But even more importantly, we felt compelled to do this project as a tribute to our Irish ancestors who came to America as refugees. A lot of our favorite Irish songs are the stories of refugees. In many cases, the same stories could be sung by just about any group of displaced people around the world at various points in history. And so we felt inspired to thank our Irish refugee ancestors by creating this music project and donating the money we make from sales to United Nations Human Rights Council, or UNHCR, which aids today's millions of refugees around the world.
The song we'd like to share with you today is called Where the Wild Shamrocks Grow, and it's basically a shout-out to the vast Irish diaspora, which today can be found in nearly every corner of the world. And it's also a challenge not to forget the historical, economic, and political reasons that forced so many Irish people to leave the island of their birth.
Truly, it's meant to be a reminder that we should never forget where we came from, where our people came from, and the struggles they endured along the way. Our album, Turf Fire Liars, can be found on all major streaming services and also through CD Baby. Thanks so much for listening. And thank you again, Mark, for having us on. And here's the first track off the album, Where the Wild Shamrocks Grow.
Chains of Father Murphy bound. Red was the color of the yeomen butchers. This is holy ground. Green were the valleys stolen from our fathers. Black were the praties rotten in the ground. Blue was the ocean rolling out to freedom. Now tell me, Irish children, where can you be found? Birth out to Canberra, all across Australia. Find your sons and daughters where the four winds blow. Shamrocks grow. Green was the flag flying over Dublin. Black were the coffins lowered in the ground. White were the lilies on that Easter morning. Now tell me, Irish children, where do you be found? Argentina, down in South America, you find your sons and daughters where the four winds blow. New York to California, all across America, that's where you find the wild shamrocks grow. All the colors fade with time, even the songs they lose their rhyme, but the stories must pass down. So we better we'll
hills around the road from Mallow. Black was the day they shot McCollins down. Red is the flame that burns for Ireland's freedom. Now tell me, Aaron, children, where can you be found? Down in Tasmania, up in Canada, you'll find your sons and daughters where the four winds blow. Down in Australia, up in America, that's where you'll find the wild shamrocks grow.
This is a very nice cause and something that is not done by many Celtic bands. You know, you get some bands who occasionally will donate some this, that, or the other, but it's like the whole project is centered around, you know, helping refugees ultimately. So it's pretty awesome story and behind it. So I hope you will go check out turffireliars.com. Stream their music, listen to them. It's really good, too. That's the other thing, is as you heard in that song. You know, it's got some really catchy, and it's a beautiful mix of the traditional Irish and then the Celtic rock and the American refugee story. So great job, all in all. So May 4th is Star Wars Day, and of course Star Wars Day celebrates George Lucas's Star Wars media franchise, and of course was a pun for May the 4th be with you. May the 4th be with you. I'm just kidding. Alec Guinness here with a lisp here. Luke. I have to think about this a little bit more. I'll work on this idea, okay? Maybe not. Though this is not an official holiday, Lucasfilms and most fans to support it generously. So you can find the full history of Star Wars Day on Wikipedia, and there's a couple of little interesting tips that I think you'll enjoy. But, you know, another way to enjoy Star Wars is with a drinking song. And this is me singing the Jedi drinking song, the very first one. This is a little bit different since I'm playing the auto harp. But if you want a really awesome recording, go check out the one for the Brobdingnagian Bards. It's on our CD, Brobdingnagian Fairy Tales. You can get that again in my store, my Mage Records store.
One pint beer and one shot of scotch, one bottle of wine and a bourbon on the rocks. I had one last thing on me, right, and another on my left. I looked that puppet in the eye and said, give me the test. Long time ago in a pub far away, I sat on a bar stool just to drink it away. I couldn't hold it down, I guess I had too much. I felt a tremor in the force, then I lost my lunch. Woke up on a desert land, feeling hot and sick. I saw a bearded man, he looked like some kind of hick. He slowly waved his hand and my pain was gone. He said, let's go see Yoda and I'll teach you this song. I had one pint of beer and one shot of scotch, one bottle of wine and a bourbon on the rocks. I had one last thing on me, right, and another on the left. I looked that puppet in the eye and said, give me the test. We got a starship and we flew off into space. He said his name was Obi-Wan, there was no time to waste. I have to get trained before it's too late. So drink this bottle of whiskey and don't give in to hate. Training went on and I drank most of the bar. We had to stop for force flies in the nearest Death Star. I let it control my fear and hold my alcohol. Soon I was able to stand when Obi-Wan would fall. I had one pint of beer and one shot of scotch, one bottle of wine and a bourbon on the rocks. I had one last thing on me, right, another on the left. I I looked that puppet in the eye and said, give me the test. Down beside him and I looked him in the eye. He looked right back at me and said, Charmy for my size. Obi-Wan said, careful, for Yoda is the best. Is it okay, Shorty? Bring on that test. Well, I could tell you how it ended, I could tell you some lies. But let's just say that on that night, the force was on his side. I got riled up, he threw me into jail. I said, I don't believe it, Yoda said that's why I failed. I had one pint of beer and one shot of scotch, one bottle of wine and a bourbon on the rocks. I had one last on my right, another on my left. I looked that puppet in the eye and said, give me the test. I had one pint of beer and one shot of scotch, one bottle of wine and a bourbon on the rocks. I had one last on my right, another on my left. I looked that puppet in the eye and said, give me the test. Well, I looked that puppet in the eye and said, give me the test. Well, I looked that little runt right in the eye.
Upcoming shows every Thursday. I don't know about every Thursday. I think I was going to stop it in May. So be warned that there might not be some coffee shows. So make sure you catch these last ones. It's very important. But it's a Thursday noon Eastern every Thursday. And May 8th, this weekend, I'll be in the Birmingham, Alabama area. Performing at the Pepper Place Farmers Market in the morning, and in the evening I'll be at Interstellar Ginger Beer and Exploration Company in Alabaster. So lots of music. And then May 13th is my next Kilt Father evening show, but this one I'm doing for the Dragon Con Filk Music Track. It is absolutely free to watch. It's at 7 p.m. So it's a little bit earlier than many of my shows, but it's going to be a big event. So if you want to come check that out, it's on May 13th. And the other thing I want you to keep an eye open is for an art show. Yes, I have a friend, Amanda Carmen. She does some amazing artwork. And she, I just had this idea the other day, a month ago, said, what if I do an art show? And I would have been talking to Amanda. I asked if she'd be interested in doing this. She was like, yeah, it sounds cool. So basically what I'm going to do is I'm going to stream. It's going to be sort of like my Coffee with the Kilt Father shows, except it's mostly going to be about her art. I am planning to probably put a little bit of music down underneath it, but we are talking about it, an art show. So it's going to be kind of cool. Stay tuned for that. I'll probably have at least two showings is my plan, maybe more. But support what you love. If you enjoy the music in the show, please show your support by music or merch from me or my guests. Follow us on streaming and tell a friend. You can sample my albums for free in my Made Record store on Bandcamp. And you can learn more about my guests by following the link on the website. So the Pub Songs podcast is based on the value for value model. That means if you get pleasure from this show, you can send me a few bucks, keep it going, and get lots of bonus content when you join the Gunrunners Club on Patreon. Your support pays for the promotion and production of my music and this podcast. Follow the link in the show notes if you want to join those generous supporters. Special thanks to Keith Gifford, who is one of my newest patrons. If you have questions or comments, email me, mark@markgun.com, or you can chat with me in the Celtic Geeks group on Facebook, and let me know what you think of this podcast. And you can also send an email to gift@pubsong.net. If you do that right now, I'll send you 3 MP3s from my St. Patrick's Day album, plus a lot more. All right. I'm going to finish up this show with a song from the latest Brobdingnagian Bard CD, I Will Not Sing Along. This is the Last Jedi drinking song, of course. I love this song. I love the movie, too. I'm just going to say it. I loved The Last Jedi. It was just a beautiful piece of work. Here you go.
Long time ago in the nowhere part of space, Rey came of age, decided she would be a drinking ace. BB-8 would mix her drinks at morning and at night, so she learned to drink responsibly as a pilot for the light. She didn't need a shot of scotch or even a pint of beer to have fun and face life without any fears. Stayed in control, though the spirits flowed through her veins, and didn't have to sober much because she used restraint. She took a ship from Jakku with a drinking plan, though she had no Jedi Master to take her by the hand. Drink the Order and the Rebels under tables through the rim. Her search for a Jedi drinking coach was looking rather grim. She didn't need a shot of scotch or even a pint of beer to have fun and face life without any fears. Stayed in control, though the spirits flowed through her veins, and didn't have to sober much because she used restraint. She drank down Kylo Ren, and then after she awoke, Mini Vader lost his lunch, his hair held back by Snoke. She finally found the Last Jedi hiding in AA. He drank too much, swore off spirits, refusing to help Rey. She didn't need a shot of scotch or even a pint of beer to have fun and face life without any fears. Stayed in control, though the spirits flowed through her veins, and didn't have to sober much because she used restraints. Rey took his drinking guides and faced Kylo once again. It was a draw, but she knew next time that she would win. There's one thing that she learned from Luke and unconscious Kylo Ren, it's that women hold their liquor far better than do men. She didn't need a shot of scotch or even a pint of beer to have fun and face life without any fears. Stayed in control, though the spirits flowed through her veins, and didn't have to sober much because she used restraints. She didn't need a shot of scotch or even a pint of beer to have fun and face life without any fears. Stayed in control, though the spirits flowed through her veins, and didn't have to sober much because she used her brains.
Pub Songs and Stories is produced by Mark Gunn. The show is edited by Mitchell Peterson with graphics by Miranda Nelson Designs. You can subscribe everywhere you find podcasts or on my website where you can subscribe to my mailing list. I'll email you regular updates of new music and podcasts, special offers, and you'll get 21 songs for free. Welcome to the pub at pubsong.com.
Whether you're looking to build a website for your business, your hobby, your podcast, or just for fun, Pear Networks is your go-to web hosting partner. Not only do we have the lowest domain price in the industry, starting at just $11, we've got hundreds of stunning website templates to help you stand out from the crowd. You're not a techie? Not a problem. With our easy DIY site builders, you can launch your impressive website without any technical know-how. And when it comes to security and updates, don't worry, we've got you covered. Our 24/7 US-based customer support is the best in the industry. Check out pear.com today to learn more. PAIR.com.